This is powerful. This is going to be by itself. Okay. Super powerful. And I'm going to be really real with it. Nobody else said it, but I'm going to say it. That last message of action speak. Okay. This is completely different from that. But I was listening to something and this is the words that came in my spirit. Are you ready? Speak it, even if you don't believe it. Speak it, even if you don't believe it. Hope that's grammatically correct. Speak it, even if you don't believe it. If you're fat, say you slim. Say you slim. Thank you, I'm slim. I feel slim. You know, for my YouTube channel. I have the number one YouTube channel. You see, it's tough because you're not in vibrational alignment to that yet. I don't give a damn. Just keep speaking it. Keep speaking it. You don't believe it because you're not in vibrational alignment to it. But use this. At least say it to yourselves. I know people gonna look at you crazy when you say something in polar opposite to what you are at that present. That's just what you are in the present. They don't know what you're gonna be in the future. You see. But to self, I want you to lie to yourselves. Lie to yourselves and not even say it's a lie. Okay? Just speak what you want. Speak what you want. Keep speaking what you want. What you want God to do. What you want for yourselves. That's great. Speak what you want. You do it naturally with things, materialistic things. I want you to do it with all things. I think we do it sometimes. I'm going to get this house. I'm getting this house. I'm getting this house. I want this child. I want this child. I want this child. Now, be a little bit more poignant. I'm telling you what you're doing. Now, be a little bit more, put a little oomph in it, and keep speaking what you want, what you are. You see, keep speaking it. Even if you don't believe it. For instance, like I've been doing messages, you can tell where I'm going. Film, entertainment, social media. It's not even a feeling right now. Okay, it's like I'm pulling teeth and I'm forcing it. I was doing like a little fashion haul and I'm like, ugh. And I didn't even complete it. I'm like, I'll finish the rest the next day. And I don't even feel like doing it this day. But I feel it. I done did it. I'm doing it. I love filming. Okay? I'm excited to film. I'm the great filmmaker. I have the number one YouTube channel. Not even close. You see? This is good. I have people supporting me. But my reality is, I feel like I don't have no support. Let's repeat that. I'm Fizzy Star saying, and I am saying, I have a lot of support. This is a good example. I'm saying, and Fizzy Star saying, I'm going to say I am. Change I fix to. Change I will to I am. That's going to be in my next book. In the book coming soon. Look at me, I'm using my words already. Use these words. Use the words. Change I will to I am. Change I will to I am. Okay? I do get support. Okay? Even though I feel like in the reality shows and the truth may be currently I got no support. Okay? But I gonna say what? I get support. I got support. Thank you, God, for your support. My dreamers, this is powerful, and this is what I'm going to be doing all the time this day forward. This is, and you can use it too. One may call you a hypocrite. One may say you're lying to yourselves. I say you have faith. I call it, it's something better than faith. I call it making declarations. That's going to help you stay motivated, to help you move. It's just going to help you. It's going to help you. Because it doesn't serve you to say the truth. Oh, I got no support. Whatever this is very low. This is not working out. That doesn't help you. How about you declare, this is working out. I'm number one. I got support. I got the money. Say you don't have no money, but you're like, Aaron, look at my bank account. Don't believe that, even if you see it. I want you to believe something greater and higher than that. I got abundant money. Thank you, God, for abundant money. And I want you to move like that. Have a little pep in your step. As if what you just said, the positive thing you just said, is the truth. Move like that. Move like that. Move like that. Act like that. Act as if what you said is true. Okay? And the quicker you move towards it, the quicker you move towards it, the quicker you move towards it. Speak it as if it's true and believe it. Okay? Even if you don't believe it, speak it. Even if you don't believe it, speak it. Okay? Meaning, even if it's not your truth and it's not reality, speak it and act like it. They just gave you a no, you need to give yourself the yes. Okay? I already got it. Thank you, Jesus. Okay? Move as if it's true. I'm going to keep saying what I believe in all things. The good thing. Okay? Okay? I am abundant. I am blessed. Greatest YouTube channel. Greatest social media. It's good. I'm going to start saying, this is good. You know what I'm far away from? I'm a rapper. Who you think of the greatest rappers of all time? You think of Eminem, Tupac. You think of Lil Wayne. I don't know all the rappers. But guess what? Well, I'm about to start saying, I'm the greatest rapper. I'm just start saying that. You need to use this. This is new, and I'm going to be using it. I'm the greatest rapper. I'm the greatest singer. Is this going to do something to you? Okay. I have a successful I'm far from that belief. I have the most successful business. Okay. Well, I'm kind of closer to that than the singing and the rapping. Well, the rapping, I can sing pretty good, but the rapping. But I'm going to say I'm the greatest rapper. You know, and I'm closer to the business. Because I've been doing that, but I ain't gonna say that. I'm gonna say what? I have a successful business. I have a successful. My dreamers, keep saying what you want, as if it's true in the here and now. Even if you don't believe it, even if it's not the truth, even if it's not happening yet, even if it's not in the physical. Don't say what's in the physical you do not like. Okay? Do not say in the physical what you do not like. All right? That is this message. Speak it even if you don't believe it. Keep speaking it even if you don't believe it. Keep speaking it even if you don't believe it. I believe if you keep doing that, one day you'll wake up. And it'll be your reality. Period. Peace. All right, you guys, let's add a really quick little message here. This is really good. So I have the spot in my living room. You know, I have my studio to the left. You know, I hook up my computer to the TV. I don't really watch cable or nothing, the computer, but I be on YouTube, Netflix, Hulu, and stuff like that, and that's really bad. And I think my focus is good that I'm focused on TV. If I just direct that focus to something else, I'd probably be really great and stuff. But anywho, so what I did was I went in here, and it happens a lot when I step away. This is a little bit better than change your environment. I remember that's why people go to Starbucks, because they can get work done. That's a work environment, professional environment. You know, what is the, I remember that message. What is the dining room for? To eat. What is the living room for? To chill, to relax, and watch TV. And change those environments. Change your environment, and you kind of changes your life. You know what I mean? You're going to get work done if you, that's why people get an office space. You see what I'm saying? So they can get work done. You're there for work. It programs your mind. I'm here for work. So that was a good message. And I remember that message from a long time ago. I think that was last year I made that message. But this here is, I just stepped away. Lately, I go walk the dog, or you know how you go in the car and you be like, those thoughts to do just flood in. The next step floods in. When I'm sitting, remember I saged that area, because in that area, I'm watching TV. I'm lazy watching TV, right? Like I just said, I'm getting a message. So I saged the area to get rid of the laziness, and it worked. But here I am watching TV again, watching Bachelor, Bachelorette, okay? Watching these stories and stuff, interested in that. So I'm feeling lazy again. There's something I need to do or want to do, but I don't feel like doing it. You see, so I stepped away, and when I stepped away, this is good. I was there, and it's like I forget the next thing to do. You know, when you're sitting on your couch, you don't know, you forget what's the many things you can do, right? The list. That's why you have a list and stuff, so you can look at the list of things you need to be doing. But anywho, number one, I have a list. But in that spot, I'm lazy and I don't have thoughts of what to do. You see, in that spot, I'm like, well, I've got what the next thing to do. You see what I'm saying? But when I walk towards the kitchen, you know, and I'm getting food or whatever, but I'm walking towards the kitchen. Many times, this is good. I take out the trash. The thoughts is, oh, I can do that, do this, do this. I walk to the kitchen. I can do this, do this. I get in the car, take a drive. And then all these thoughts come in of what Spirit wants me to do or what I need to do. My dream of, the point of this message, like, get straight to the point. Step away. Step away from the, you're not getting any downloads. You're not getting any thoughts. Just get up and take a walk. Get up and stand up. You don't even have to change your environment to anything drastic like Starbucks or an office space. All you need to do is get up. Sometimes I get a thought just by getting up. Stand up. Stand up. You know, when I used to work at call centers, they would tell you for the energy to flow, you know what I mean, it's to stand up. To stand up, you know, your personality, you using your hands. It helps when you stand up. You see what I'm saying? Your customer service flows. You flow better when you stand up. So sometimes just simply standing up will help you get in a work mode. You see? Because if I'm sitting in the living room and I'm sitting on the couch, no wonder I'm feeling like watching TV and everything, because the living room is designed for that. But that's the environment message. That's not this message. I may need to stand up. I need to stand up. This is good. I don't have nothing to do or no thoughts. I'm not feeling anything. Go and walk away. Go step aside. Go step elsewhere. Go walk away. Use this method. This is what I received, and this is what I'm going to do. I have to set it up. Step away, and you're going to get things to do. Step away, and you're going to get things to do. This is good. When I was there, I didn't know what the hell to eat. And then when I stepped away, I was like, oh, that. I didn't know what to do. And then when I stepped away, oh, that. I can just do that. I can get that together. You know, I may not want to do this thing, but when I stepped away, I got that thing. And I was like, okay, I do feel like doing that thing. I can at least do that thing. You see? And then the big thing that I wanted to do was shoot that video, okay? You know, I was like, oh, no one, I don't feel like shooting that video because I didn't do that step. There's a step before that. And then when I was sitting on the couch watching TV, I didn't get that step. You see, I didn't have that until I walked away. And I was like, oh, I have to do that before I do that. You see what I'm saying? Anywho, it's in order. So that may be a future message. Anywho. Step away, walk away, and you're gonna get those thoughts. How many times you go for a drive and you be like, oh, you go to a bar. I remember, this is weird. I don't wonder if a lot of people are like me. You know, I don't know what to do, or I don't feel like doing anything, or I get failure and stuff like that. Now, just like, let me treat myself and go to a bar. Go get me some alcohol in my system and stuff like that. And I get a storm of thoughts or a storm of ideas or, ooh, this is big. A storm of motivation or influence. Of course, because I am music and entertainment. So if I go to where music and entertainment, of course, I'm going to get influenced. Okay? So I often get the influence by just stepping out my dreamers. I declare to you, step off. If you are in a rut and you're stuck, no motivation, you're stuck in a rut, writer's block, you just blocked in some type of way, I want you to get outside. Go and not even get outside. I just took a walk to the kitchen. The kitchen is literally a few feet away. Okay, I just took a walk to the kitchen and I got a tangent thought. And I was like, oh, that's good. I can do that. You see, step away. Step away. You see, I believe you're not getting anything in because you're focused on that. You're looking at that. Okay, so step away. Walk away. Go put yourself in a different environment. You see what I'm saying? And you're going to get some corresponding thoughts of what to do. Anywho, step away, walk away. Stand up. Use this as advice. This is what I'm going to do. I noticed when I stepped away and I was like, oh, I can do that. See, it fleeted me again because I'm focused on this. But guess what? I'm going to walk again and it's going to come back. My dream is step away, walk away. Change your environment. Go take out the trash. You know, that's why I think a lot of my earth signs, they stay busy, do busy work, because they're going to get a thought, you see, with their busy work. You see, so everybody's a little different, but it's all about stepping away, walk away from that spot where you're not getting anything, and you're going to get something. All right? Hope you received it. Peace. Thank you, God, that I am able to express myself. You know, and I'm going down the stream. Work on your throat chakra. Okay, honey. So, this is good. So, homegirl, I'm watching Bachelor in Paradise. Homegirl is not attracted to this particular guy. He's cute, but he's not very aggressive. He's not very assertive. You see what I'm saying? He's not very assertive. And I had my dip number one was like that. And over time, I told him what I liked, what I wanted. Okay. He's not, and this is good. He doesn't have strong beliefs. Let's just say that. And over time, when we were messing around or we're with each other, he does a lot of what I like. He is a lot of what I want. He have morphed and changed into what I wanted because he was soft spoken, didn't do much before, but now because I told him what I liked, I told him what I wanted. My dreamers, sometimes you got to tell them what you like. And I've been in that position. You don't want to hurt their feelings. But it's tough too. So what you need to do is call upon spirit work on that throat chakra. Say I am expressive, that I'm able to express how I feel, what I like. I just had sex recently and it was so boring because I found that we were doing what he wanted. And what I wanted would have spiced it up, would have made the sex better. But he was like, no, 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 no. He kept denying the things won't, and it would have made the sex a lot better. You see what I'm saying? Two people come together and you see, if they're not listening to you, you see what I'm saying and stuff like that, you may have to do something about that. But, you know, they're not listening to you, meaning they don't want to do anything you want to do to spice it up, to make it better. Okay, you may have to make some change. There'd probably be something better for you. This is good. What you want is probably not as is. I remember I did a message. What you want is becoming. Maybe you need to tell them. Like, I like watching these Bachelorette and Bachelor shows and this Bachelor in Paradise shows, because these women and these men are constantly affirming what they want to these people. This is what I want. This is what I want. This is what I want. You see, so if a person makes a mistake and they lie and everything, they say they're sorry. You see, and I don't like that. They have to tell them, I don't like that. This is good. If a person don't know, they're going to be oblivious, meaning there won't be a change that happens. So if you tell them, this is good. Let's go ahead to the point. If she told him, you need to be more assertive, is that part of you? Can you be more assertive, more forward? Because she had to kiss him. She had to be begging to be kissed. She had to beg him to be a little bit more. She had to make all the moves. So if she, instead of in the confessionals, told him that, maybe he was waiting for her to say, I accept that. Come on. You see, if she told him what she tells the camera and what she tells these other cast members, he probably would have became or show her that different side. I feel like there's a different side. But you need to tell him, do you have that side in you? You see, show me that side. If she felt it, that means he possessed it. So do you have that? He probably like, yes, I do. And and inside he'd be like, okay, she confirmed. She want to see my aggressive side. Okay. So anywho, he got two kids for a reason. So maybe he was playing it cool or being soft, but it turned her off. But when she told him she's feeling him only as a friend, she didn't say why. My dream is, before you break it off with a person, tell them what you want and what changes that need to be made. You see, if you don't allow them, if they say, no, I can't make these changes, or that's not who I am, and you see, what you want, they can't do what you want, now break it off. That's what you do. Now break it off if they cannot make the changes that you want, if they don't have or possess what you are looking for and what you want. My dream is, you need to direct them. You need to guide them. You need to let them know what you want. You see, can you do this? This is what I want. I want you to talk to me more. I want trust. I want love. You see, show me this. You need to tell them what you want. They won't know unless you tell them. Okay? He probably possessed these things and she didn't tell him what she wanted. She didn't tell him what they wanted. You got to direct these people. This is good. I like the Baron's card. I listen to the Baron a lot. And one of my favorite cards in his deck is you find your blessing in your current situation. My dream is, what if I told you, you already have what you want? You already have what you're looking for. You see what I'm saying? You just need to tell them what turns you on, what you like, what you want. You see, my dip number one, I was about to give him the boot. Until I told him, you know, before I gave him the boot, I was like, you gaining all this weight. You need to lose this weight. And this is good. He act like he did not hear me. He act like I was lying. And he told me, you know, he don't have to change for nobody. This is his exact words. He's like, I don't have to change for nobody. Okay. Then I told, the second thing I told him is my turn on. That's uncomfortable for him, so he don't really do that. You see, but this is good. I went and I seen him in one day, honey, and I was like, wow, you lost a lot of weight. You're losing weight. My dreamers, they may act like they can't hear you, or they act like I'm not going to change for nobody and everything. But if they don't want to lose you, they may make some changes. Heck, they may change subconsciously for you. You see, let them change. Tell them what you want before you give it the boot. You see, tell them what you're looking for. Tell them, direct them. Direct them what will make the sex better. What make them better? What make them look better? You see, I remember the message of the Baron told the woman, you may have to make your king. You see, tell him how to dress. You know, stroke his ego. You look good. My dip number two. Oh, you know, I begin to say, yes, you are big. Stroke their ego. Make them feel good about themselves. What you want may be becoming. Okay? What you want may be becoming. You know, this is good. When I put them in the right outfit, dip number two looks right. Wait, both of them. The men that I have look great when you put them in the right outfit. You see, this is good. I'm about to do a message. I chatted to somebody new, and it was recently his birthday, but I went and got him what I like. Okay, he acting up, but I'm going to tell him, honey, when I talk to him again, I'm going to tell him, honey, I'm trying to spend time with you. I've been trying to spend, tell him what, express how you feel. Express how you feel. And I know it's tough to express how you feel sometimes because you think you're going to hurt their feelings or you're going to lose them. You see, but you're about to get rid of them, or they're gonna go nowhere fast. You anyway, so you might as well tell them what changes they need to make. Okay, what changes they need to make? It's like, hey, take a bath before you come and see me, before we have sex. You see, it's something like that, just simple as that. Tell them what you not interested in. Tell them what turns you off. Tell them what you want. Okay? Direct them. Direct them before you get rid of them. That was one of the biggest things. You know, I was about to get rid of dip number one until I see them walk away. And I was like, and I imagine somebody else with it. I was like, oh, he'll be great if he just changes his outfit. He'll be great if he does this, if he does that. And you know, you may be fussing, griping, and complaining and stuff like that. But, honey, over time, dip has become what I want. Okay? He has become what I want. So, what you want may be becoming. You may have to let them know what you like, what you want. Ask God to help you express yourselves, okay? To tell them how you feel. Work on that throat chakra so you can tell the world what you want and it can become it. Alright? You may have to direct it. You may have to take control. You know, in this relationship, shoot, this is good. And this is real powerful. I'm talking about this Evan and this homegirl here in the beginning of this thing. Evan had a lot of interest in her. Okay? And she had interest in him, meaning she was attracted to him, but he's not acting assertive. That was her big issue. He's not assertive. So, but he's super attracted to her. You know, it's so amazing to have someone super attracted to you. So if someone's super attracted to you, how about you take control and climb on top of him? Tell him what you want. You could do whatever you want to him. Because he's super interested in you. Okay? You may like the control. Maybe the universe is trying to make her take control. Because he was super interested. This is good. They kiss. And the kiss was awkward on TV. and everything. And I was like, that's a bad kiss. And but this is good. He was, it doesn't matter because he's super interested in her. Meaning when he got on camera and talking to other people, that was the most amazing kiss. That was fireworks. But to her, it was awful. So my point being is, when someone's super interested in you, you have a lot of influence. You have a lot of influence. You can make them do whatever you want them to do. So tell them what you want. Tell them what you like. And just like my dip, you see, even if they don't hear it, it's weird. I don't know those physical shoes. They're gonna be coming, so they won't lose you because they're super interested in you. You see what I'm saying? They're gonna do it. Heck, they're probably waiting on those words. They probably are it if you feel that they possess it. Let me give you this. There's an outfit that I like. Everybody, I'm gonna be real with it. Jeans turn me on. Jeans turn me on. Skinny jeans turn me on. I used to tell dip number two, okay, honey, I like this. This is what I like. And over time, dip number one don't do it because it's uncomfortable to him, I guess. But dip number two, yes, God. Lately, he come on over, okay, looking right. Let's just say that. I'm like, thank you for listening. Okay. So they listen. They listen. So tell them what you want. Tell them what you like before you get rid of it. Anything. Take control. Direct life. Direct it. If it's not incorrect, before getting rid of it, before leaving it, in all things, before leaving it, try to fix it. Try to tell it what you want before you get rid of it. She got rid of him without telling him what mistakes he's making, what she don't like, and without telling him, hey, Evan, I want you to be more assertive. She just got rid of him without telling him nothing. My dream is I want you to direct them. Tell them what you want, and then allow it. Allow it, meaning you see the change before you stop it, before you quit it, before you let it go. You know, allow them to make the change before you cut it off. Okay? And this is good. That's why I asked the Lord to give me the strength and the fortitude to express myself, to express yourself. And I'm going to be doing that prayer because sometimes you're not in position. Sometimes I've been in, a lot of times I have been in position and, it's something else. You don't have it to express yourself. I don't know. So that's why you ask the Lord to give you strength and confidence to express it. Okay, to talk to them. Okay, but talk to them. Let them know what you want before you get rid of it. Direct them. You see, of the better actions, the better steps on what you want them to do before you get rid of them. Especially if they got interests, they care for you, meaning they're going to do what you want. They interested, that means they're going to probably do what you want. That job, anything, person, if they're interested and they want to keep you, they probably gonna do what you say. What you're saying is probably simple. And it's good. The reason why you're together, more than likely, they possess it. Okay? And you probably tell them, I feel that you got this. Can you bring it out? They probably like, okay. I've been waiting for you to say it. This is good. Many times, as you can tell in my messages, what I want is so damn simple. Okay? And this is good. What she wanted was so damn simple. Be more assertive. Be more forward. He a man. So that's just like breathing. But she didn't tell him. My dreamers, don't be like her. Tell him what you want. Okay? Tell him what you want. You see, and see if they're going to deliver it before you get rid of it. I hope you received it. Peace. Direct them. Direct life. All right, this message here is called Maybe or Do Not Move Mountains. Do not do a huge move over a maybe. I think we all know this, but I just got an experience. You see what I'm saying? I wanted to spend time with a person, and you know, but they later on offered me a job. So this person was like, if I'm not too busy, I can spend time with you. And I told him earlier this week, let me know, you know, and I said, let me know. He didn't let me know. But at the maybe, you don't make a decision you do not do for maybe. You see, you're not going to hold off for a sure thing over a maybe. A maybe job. You're not gonna say no to a for sure job for maybe. You're not gonna say no to a physical manifestation for maybe. Never do that. Never do that. You deserve better than a maybe. You see what I'm saying? My dreamers, do great things with your time. Then hoping and wishing for maybe. You see what I'm saying? Even put yourself there. I'm gonna enjoy me. You see, if all else fails and you don't have nothing, you need to do you. Appreciate you. You see what I'm saying? Then any type of maybe. Okay? Well, I'm gonna appreciate the time. I'm gonna have an amazing time with me myself. You know, but you don't do nothing for maybe. Do not do nothing and have nothing there. Or this is good. Especially if you got something there for certain that the person who really want to hang out with you, you see, that says yes, you see, a job that really wants you, anything that is of certainty, you see, anything of certainty you put there. You do not move for no damn maybe. So this is what happened to me. So the job called me for a job on his day. Now he was like, sure, for certain. Didn't give me the if, ands, or buts. Do not move for no if, ands, and buts. Don't move for anything in vibration of a maybe. Nobody did this message, and this is a reference for me, you see, and this is good. Maybe you need to put something there. Put someone there in that slot. Don't put nothing or nobody in indecision in that spot. Do not let nobody in indecision and a maybe, you see, dictate that time. You see, well, you let me know when you certain, okay? But I'm going to be, and this is good. If he hit me up late and everything, well, somebody done took your spot. Okay, somebody done took your spot because you coming with the maybe. This is good. If you do this, this happens to me so many times. When you move for the maybe and they're not certain, they taking too long to answer, they have to think about it. If you move for that, you're going to be always disappointed when that time comes around. More than likely, there's a high chance you will be disappointed when that time comes around. Look, the person's ghost. This is their time. If I moved out the maybe and said no to the job, see, I'm on my way to the job. But if I move for the maybe, let me show you. Oh, honey, let's see if the maybe messaged me. Nope, the maybe did not message me. And that's most 9 times out of 10, the maybe will not come through. Okay, my dreamers, move off, and this is good. You feel in your spirit that they're gonna do what they say. Okay, you do not move for the maybe, or else when that time comes around and you're hoping, more than likely 9 times out of 10, they're gonna disappoint you. Excuse me, I'm shaking this cold, but I see why I'm shaking the cold because this got cold out of nowhere. Do not move for no maybe. Okay? You don't make no plans with no maybe until they are certain. Let's repeat that. Do not make plans with no damn maybe unless they are certain. Until they are certain. But you let me know when you know. Okay? I don't have no... This is good. This day forward. And this is good. As you can tell. And I was about to do this message. I was like... And then this is good. I caught myself a few hours later. I was like... He's like, I'm maybe too... Excuse? You feel that is any type of bullshit? You see, a maybe. I caught it. And I was like, bitch, what the hell? And I was like, bitch, you need to accept that damn job. Because I don't have no time for no, I'm not sure. Something may come up. That's some bullshit right there with his excuse. I may be busy over... You don't know what's going... Honey, well, I'm one of the first one that... They came on the scene to get some of your time. Okay. Something may come up. What that means is you're not important. Something else important may come up other than you. I don't like that response. I don't know. It just pissed me off. Okay. So I'm going to take the job. I'm going to put the job more priority than your ass. Since you want to come with that bullshit. Any type of bullshit, maybe, I'm not sure, uncertainty, you need to put them in the back burner, okay? Put that in the back burner. You do not move for no maybe, okay? And then this is good. Make them pay. Make them pay for their uncertainty. Make them pay for not choosing you. You see what I'm saying? Make them pay. Okay? Now I'm going to be busy, okay? Now I'm going to be busy because I'm pissed the hell off. Okay, anywho. He is kind of hot, flat booty man. Let me get on through here because I'm supposed to be... Fuck me. Okay, I'm trying to get through here. There's another car. All right. I should have worked my way on through there in the first place. Do not move mountains for no maybe. Do not move for no maybe. Okay. It's something I learned. You need to put the certainty there. Yes. Put yes. Sure. Most definitely. Oh, I'm going to pin you in. I'm going to put you on my calendar. The certainty. Always put certainty before a damn hope. Okay? Always put certainty before hope. You see, certainty needs to go there. You see, and I'm also say. I think I got me a blessing for this experience as well, because he did that bullshit. You know, the blessing is always put money. You don't pass up no money. Never pass up no money. I think you need to put money on the priority list, period. But let's just, for the sake of this message, always put money above a maybe. Always accept the job. Always accept some coins. Whatever gonna get you some money. Honey, I think you already know. I think you my dream are not stupid that's listening to this line. Always put money as a priority. Getting money, then a maybe, okay? Maybe it's they the full of shit. You see what I'm saying? You deserve better than a maybe. You need to know when you're around me, okay? Or else I'm gonna put something more important on top of you. I don't have no time for no maybe. My dreamer, you don't have no time for no damn maybe. Okay. I don't have time for that. You call me when you certain. Okay. You let me know when you know. All right, honey. I don't have no time for no maybe, no bullshit. Okay. So I didn't mean to vent, but you don't put maybes in front of people who are certain, things that are certain, ever. You put coins atop of a damn maybe. Especially anything that's a maybe, you see what I'm saying? You need to put as less important. Put it down there in the bullshit pile, because that's what they're coming with, that bullshit. I don't know, I'm not certain. Well, let me know when you certain, okay? Other than that, and it's good. When something certainty comes, you don't lost your spot. You don't lost your time. I don't have no time for no maybe, for no bullshit. Okay? It's like, this is good. You young in your prime, my, you know, females or handsome guys, and you young in your prime and you know what you're looking for and you want to get married. Let's just say that. You want to get married. You're looking for your husband, your wife. You see what I'm saying? And you are ready and you are in the perfect spot in your life to get to have this. And whatever comes along, honey, they're coming with, maybe I'll get married. I don't know. You're going to get in the boot. You're going to get in the boot, right? You don't have no time for that. They're wasting your damn time. You're not going to choose the maybe. And then this guy here, same looks. You know, good job, just like them and everything. I choose you. I want to be with you. I want to get married to you within the next year. You know, I love you. And I'm certain about that. And I'm being truthful. Who you going to choose? The I don't know man or the man of certainty? Okay? You're going to be wasting your time with I don't know man and maybe and it what that signifies? Bullshit, don't it? It signifies bullshit. And we don't have no time for that bullshit. Maybe, I don't know. Okay, I don't know. You're wasting my damn time. Bye, you get the boot. I'm sending you home, just like the Bachelorette. Okay? Anywho, that is this message. Do not put priority on no damn maybe. Okay? Put them in the shit list. Put them down there. Put certainty on your schedule. You feel like they're going to show up. They're going to do what they say they're going to do. They be like, yes. Yes. Certain yes. This is good. Sometimes people be lying with me. I don't know. People be lying. They say they're going to do something, and then I don't know where it's a bullshit. Okay? That's fine. So you do not prioritize their ass in that very next time. You put them in a shit list. Okay? When someone show an action, it's your turn. Okay, the very next time is your turn. So you're going to remember what they did the last time. And you're going to that could be a future message. You're going to do the actions appropriately. Well, the last time you came with that bullshit. So you're going to think of something. You're not going to do the same thing you done did the last time. You see what I'm saying? Oh, I think I did that message already. The very next time. You know, they did that shit this time, so you're going to be, you see what I'm saying, more pissed off. You're going to do a different action because they didn't, you know. But anyway, that's a different message. I'm going to revisit that message again. But don't move no mountains. Don't do for no damn maybe, period. Okay? This is real powerful. I'm actually doing this message, and I said, let me do the message. He was like, maybe, I don't know, maybe something else will come up this weekend and everything. The weekend done came, he full of bullshit with that maybe shit. And I took a job shortly thereafter. This is good. It's like I got a blessing for his shit. Because a couple of hours later, my job needed some help and some coins coming in, honey. And I said, and I was like, Aaron, do not deny some money over no maybe. My dream is, let me declare to you, do not ever deny certainty over no maybe. Put certainty always over a maybe. I hope you received it. Peace. This is powerful. So, they doing a drill on this show, 13 Reasons Why. I just stopped watching the show. I done seen it 3 times in a row. I love it. I like shows that you've been watching. Anywho, they're doing this drill, but it wasn't a drill. It was like real life, as if it's real. And Clay Ass, everybody was doing like some stupid stuff, but Clay Ass did the most stupid thing. He went and confronted the shooter. Whatever you're dealing with, please tell me. In front of the shooter. And then, of course, the shooter shot him multiple times and everything of the sort. So the guy was, you know, they would go in and come, this is over and everything. And the dean was like, had him sit down and he told him, you know, this was your, as if it's real life. And as he said, if this was real, everybody did good on the drill. He's like, everybody did good in the drill, you know, reacted correctly. But if this was real life, you would have died. If that was real life, you would have died. My dreamers, I think life gives us this drill. You know, how are you being as if it was real? That worry or that fear, as if, you know, that's how, if it was real. You see, sometimes it be in our heads, that worry, that fear. And you see, and life gives us that drill. It's like a drill. How are you being? How are you acting in this practice phase or this test phase? And luckily, it's just a practice phase. I think that's why whatever we get before the manifestation, that fear before the manifestation, that is the drill. That is the drill. You see, I think we're all in the drill phase before the fear manifests. But before the fear manifests, it's like you ignore all the signs. And this is good. You gotta be really dumb. You know, I think people who die, they just ignored all the signs. Say, fuck all the signs, just like Clay did. You see, life gave them multiple drills. Stop. Slow down. Don't do this. They got people like, what are you doing? Wake up. You see multiple, you know, to whereas you know damn well. I'm doing this message good, surprisingly. You know damn well. It's like you the words of you know damn well. So if that person gets shot, killed, and they're at the wrong place, more than they're in the wrong place at the wrong time. You're doing something really dumb. You're doing something really stupid, and you got multiple warnings. And this is good. Life is not a drill no more. This is good. They contributed to that. I'm gonna say it. I think no one else is saying it. They did it too. Okay. It's like you went to the same gas station. They broke into your car there. Then you got robbed there. Then you got beat up there. You see, me myself, I wouldn't even go in that area no more. But some people go back to that same gas station again and again and again. And life is saying, why the hell? It gave you three warnings. So if that person go back over there again and dies, you see, they wanted that. They wanted that. You see, oh, that was a quote that I did in the last message. It would have fit right there. They contributed to that. Life is not a drill, but it kind of gives you the drill. You see, for instance, here, I know way ahead of time. I just came and did like a job I did not want to do. I know ahead of time, I needed to do some work. You see, I need to do some home stuff. Way ahead of time. This is good. They coming with there's a website and I need to do something there. They come with the bullshit way over here. So I imagine when they get the shit together, it's gonna be more bullshit. So I'm trying to get in. Get in before, you see, the fear happens. You got to do the action before the fear. Because when you wait to that time, life is not a drill. It is happening. My dreamers, move on the fear way ahead of time. That is your drill. That is your practice time. you know, this is good. I was walking the dog and I said, let me go ahead and do my thing. Aaron, you need to do your thing. Show spirit that you are doing your thing. That you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Before time. I believe you acting upon, what are you scared of? What are you scared of? What is the fear? Great. Now you got it ahead of time. Whatever it is, you got it ahead of time. So right now you in your drill. So what you're doing, this is good, this is good, this is good. What you're doing is how you're gonna be in the at that time. When the real reality sets in. What you're doing here is gonna be what you're gonna be doing if it really happens. This is powerful. They doing a drill. So all the kids reacted correctly and everything. Then this is good. They didn't say it was a drill. So that was a real scenario. This is good. If that was real life, he would have died for real. Let's repeat. If that was real, he would have died for real. Okay? That's why they do a drill and don't tell you it's a drill. How kids react and what happens, that's what they're trying to see. That's how they react. The fear, the scared, and what you're going to do. Let's repeat that. What you're going to do? What you're going to do? What you're going to do? And then they say that's a drill. So everything you done did is how you will react as if it was real. And class did something stupid. And if that was real life, he would have been dead. My dreamers, I believe the fear is is giving you the drill. The practicing. You see. You need to practice and do your drill before the real. Practice and do your drill before the real. So you'll be accustomed, or you done defeated the fear. It won't become a reality. He gave you your drill. He's giving you your drill, the practicing, ahead of time. That's what spirit's doing. That's why the fear is there. So you can do it ahead of time. Do your thing. You can be out in front of it. Okay? Before that becomes a reality. You can defeat it before it happens. So it's not a drill out of nowhere. Or that bad thing out of nowhere. I believe everything that's bad that happens, you had a feeling. You had a feeling before. But this is powerful. How you act in the drill is how you're going to be in the reality. As if it's real. And I think the moving before the fear manifests is spirit giving you that drill. That practice. So how are you in your practice? You know, what is this? What is the quote? How you rehearse is how you're going to do it in reality. Okay. How you rehearse is how you're going to be in the real. You see. So how are you being before it even manifests? That I believe anything before the fear is the drill. Is the drill. So in a drill, act like. Be like it's real. That's the good advice for this message. Be like it's real during the drill. Be like it's real during the drill. You see, act like it's real. You ain't playing no games. You see, act like the fear is real. Okay? Or move like it at the least. Move as if the fear is real. Because if they knew it was a drill, they would have been flipping. It would have been more than Clay being dead and outside trying to talk to the shooter. They'll be playing with each other. All outside of the desk, running around the halls, you see. But because
they felt as if it was real. They were not playing no games. They were quiet. They had the lights off. They had weapons. They was not playing any games. Clay asked because he's stupid. Was the only one that got out of the damn classroom trying to talk to the shooter. He would have been the only one, if that real life, he would have been the only one dead. He failed the drill. He failed the test. My dream is, don't fail the drill. Don't fail the test. You see, act as if it is real. You see, I believe everything before the fear, it gives you the fear way ahead of time so you can work towards it. You can act like, okay, let me get on my shit. You see, I believe that is your drill. So act as if it's real. That feel, I think fear can manifest. It has a good chance to manifest. So why don't you do your shit and act as if it's real and stop playing and going to talk to the shooter? You see what I'm saying? Stop playing. You see, before the fear. Okay? So during your drill, act as if it's real. That's going to help you. It's going to help you. That's just one big thing. I was like, everybody did good because they acted as if it was real. My dream is, I want you to act as if it is real. That feel, you know what I'm saying, could manifest. Especially, and I think that's going to be your punishment, because you were just playing in the drill, like whatever. You see, anything before the fear is the drill. And if you plan during the drill, guess what your punishment will be? That fear manifested. Okay, so take the drill seriously. And how you take it seriously, act as if it's real. And it's easy to do. So, like this show here, that's probably 1,000 students. 1,000, it's easy. 1,000 students act as if this was real. You see, had a fear this could possibly not be a drill, and they were acting. 1,000 students acted accordingly, except one. It's pretty easy to act accordingly before the fear. Okay. Anyway, that is this message. Peace.